ABC North Queensland.
Are you feeling more confident about the local economy? I mean, things like job prospects, business opportunities, and, well, you can't ever forget those property valuations, can you? Since the start of this year, there seems to be an improvement in the mood. And more, there are facts to back this up, like this one. It's actually pretty startling. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, more than 15,000 extra people are in the workforce in the Townsville region. That's including Burdekin, Charters Towers, Hinchinbrook, Palm Island Council areas. 15,000 extra people in the workforce in the Townsville region now compared to the same time last year. That's impressive. Pete Faulkner from Conus Consulting in Mission Beach is here with you today. Hello, Mr. Faulkner.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Well, thanks. We know that some of these employment numbers can move around, but are you feeling reasonably confident that that is a number that is in the ballpark at least?
Yeah, absolutely. The number you're quoting there, which is 15,700, is actually based on our trend analysis of the ABS data. So the ABS only produce unadjusted numbers, which can be, as you said, extremely volatile and bang around all over the place. So we do a bit of statistical work on them and create a trend. And that trend is showing, as you say, 15,700 extra people employed in July from July 2016. So, yeah, we can be pretty confident that it's in the ballpark.
Now, I'm going to have to look it up here. I've got it in front of me, but I think that makes the total 111,000. So that's an extraordinary increase, really.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's running at a very healthy lick in terms of growth. In fact, Townsville employment growth in Townsville currently running the fastest in the state at 18.7% on an annual basis. So things really motoring along. There is a word of caution here, and that is that we're measuring from July last year, and June and July last year were the absolute bottom of the Townsville labour market. So we're looking at it from a very, very low base. Moving forward, those increases on a year-on-year basis aren't going to look so impressive because we've already started to see some of the improvement. But we are comparing to the absolute bottom, which was June and July of 2016. And there's no doubt there's a very significant improvement in Townsville over the past 12 months.
I don't know if this is a reasonable level to put it at, but is this getting back to what would be more of a normalised level then if last year was a low point?
Not quite. Things are still below where they were. Well, 3 years ago, we're probably just about almost at the level of employment that we had 3 years ago in Townsville. And obviously, the population's grown in that time. If you go back even further, so sort of back another 18 months, so what's that take you to about 5.5 years ago? So a fair way ago. 4.5 years ago, we're probably 10,000 under the level that Townsville was 4.5 years ago. And obviously the population has grown significantly in the past 4.5 years. So there's still plenty of slack. There's still room to move. But nevertheless, things have certainly moved a lot better than they were. Unemployment level now in Townsville, the trend unemployment is 6.3, which is the same as the state average. The participation rate, which is a kind of measure of how many people are actually coming into the labour force, has improved significantly. Again, that is still below where it was 3, 4.5 years ago. So there's definitely scope for still further improvements in Townsville, but there's no question that in the past 10, 11 months, there's been a dramatic turnaround in the region.
Of course, like they say, when it comes to choosing a super fund, past performance is no indication of what's going to go on in the future. But when you've got a trend, they usually maintain some momentum, don't they? So there is a prospect that there is more of this to come.
There is, and certainly some of the news that's coming out, you know, you would expect to see improvements. I mean, we're yet to see the employment numbers for the stadium particularly start to pick up. You know, there's noise about Adani still recruiting. There's the talk of the battery factory at the moment that's being discussed. So there's plenty of things still in the pipeline for Townsville that is likely to see those employment numbers continue to improve. Again, I would stress we're coming from a low base. So, you know, we're still not back to where we were. There's still scope. But obviously, if we can see those kind of improving trends and those sort of projects that we're talking about there come online, because those clearly aren't yet coming into these numbers, then yes, I would expect to see some improvements in, you know, going forward in the next 6-12 months.
Yeah, certainly better than heading in the other direction anyway.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you also have a chance to look through various breakdowns on gender, on age groups and what have you. Anything standing out in those numbers?
Yeah, the real standout for Townsville is still a slightly worryingly high level of youth unemployment. Whereas we've seen really significant declines in unemployment levels at the middle-aged and the older worker. For the youth, so we're talking 15 to 24 there, the rate's come down from where it was a year ago, but it's still 18.7%, which is right up there as one of the highest rates in the state, third highest, I think, in the state at the moment. So still some concern about youth unemployment. We haven't seen a great deal of youth employment growth, given that we've looked at, you know, just under 16,000 over the past year. Only 1,000 of those have been in that youth sector, the vast bulk of them in the older and the middle age group. So there does still seem to be some lag in terms of youth unemployment, and that certainly, if we were looking for an area that I'd still be concerned about, that would be it, youth sector in Townsville.
Now, you're based in Mission Beach. You have interests in what's going on, and I know you have business interests not just in North Queensland as well, in far North Queensland, but you do keep a very close eye on what's going on in the Townsville region, not just Townsville itself, the region, the same thing in the Cairns region. Yep. How do those two compare to each other at the moment?
Well, Cairns, as you will have been aware, had a pretty torrid time a couple of years ago, but Cairns recovered, or the recovery in Cairns started some time ago. So Cairns is now doing significantly better than Townsville, although the rate of jobs growth in Cairns is still not as rapid as it is in Townsville at the moment. Nevertheless, it's still very healthy. So Cairns employment growth is running at 11.6%, so still very, very healthy growth. But the unemployment rate in Cairns, trend unemployment rate, is down now at 5%, so significantly below the state average. The region's added 12,500 jobs in the past 12 months. So similar kind of pattern to what's happened in Townsville. The difference is that Cairns had already seen some improvement by the middle of last year, so we're not coming off that very low base. So these numbers are actually really quite strong for Cairns. And Cairns has been looking good for over 12 months now, probably closer to 18 months, where we've been seeing some really solid improvements in the Cairns region.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you this afternoon, especially when we've got some better news than we've had if we go back 12 months ago. So it is very nice to be talking to you under the circumstances. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Pat.
Pete Faulkner from Conus Consulting here with you this afternoon, and some really interesting analysis that he does on those statistics that are released by the Australian Bureau of Stats. So if you'd like to know more, you can actually follow his blog, and you can actually look at some of the charts and the graphs that will actually demonstrate in a lot better terms what's going on with those trends.